Hi, my name is Akai, and welcome to my video podcast, Your Dreams Never Die, but the vehicle often will. Your dreams and desires are more important than anything else in the universe. They are why you are here on Earth, and you will never be more fulfilled and happy and excited and full of life than when you are on the adventure of making your dreams come true. And whatever vehicle you choose to get you to your dreams, it is guaranteed that that vehicle will change many times on your adventure of creation. And that is all perfect because the how doesn't matter. All that matters is your why. Why you want what you want. All that matters is your dream. And it doesn't matter what you have accomplished or not. It doesn't matter how many, quote, failures, unquote, you have, or successes. All that matters is that you get back on the horse and keep heading on your adventure of creation. Because you're either green and growing, or you're rotting and dying. You're either excited and inspired to achieve your desires, and you are joyfully making those dreams come true, or you are denying your dreams and desires because of the pain you feel when you think about not accomplishing your dreams or thinking about the lack of your dreams. And in that case, you're going to be very unhappy and be unfulfilled. And then, of course, you're going to be decaying and dying like most people on planet Earth. So if you would prefer the former choice of excitement and joy and fun and adventure and happiness and love rather than dull mediocrity, then enjoy my podcast, Your Dreams Never Die, But Your Vehicle Will. Often will. Hi, my name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. In my videos, podcasts, articles, and books at Zakiron.com, I reveal the master keys to success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract the happiness, health, wealth, and abundance and freedom you desire. All right, so here we go. Your dreams never die, but the vehicle often will. If you are a person with big dreams for wealth and success, whatever vehicle you choose to get you there may change many times, as it has for me. Your career choices may morph and change, especially as your desires change. And the trades or the businesses or the products or the crafts that you get involved with to get you to your dreams and goals are pretty much guaranteed to change. And often, companies you are involved with may die for countless reasons, or your interests in those companies or their products may diminish as you grow and expand. Countless other external factors may affect the vehicle you are riding to the finish line, but regardless of the vehicle, your dreams never die. The vehicles often do, and they often will, but your dreams never die. They never go anywhere. And your dreams are all that matters. In fact, there is nothing more important than your dreams and being active on the quest to achieving them. Because you will never feel more fulfilled than when you are on the path headed towards your dreams. But how you get to your dreams is not nearly as important as just being on the adventure headed towards your dreams. And the deciding factor that separates the zeros from the heroes is, drum roll please, are you able to hold fast to your dreams and never ever let them go? Even though the horse you are riding towards your dreams to get you there is dying or has already died and you keep flogging a dead horse. If the business that you got involved with dies, or the investment you put money into dies, or the career that you put your blood, sweat, and tears in goes belly up, or the people that you invested your time and effort and energy into fade away or, you know, become idiots, will you pick yourself up and lick your wounds and dust yourself off and keep trying? Keep heading towards your dreams? Or will you slink off into the bushes and hide in fear and regret and blame and shame and anger? And then say stupid excuses like, been there, done that. Won't try that again. I won't trust anybody else again. Don't get into business with your friends. In other words, I give up. You got me. What's the bloody point of continuing? I'm just going to get screwed again. The chips are stacked against me. They don't want me to win, those bastards. Only the guys at the top make any real money. It's his fault, it's her fault, it's the company's fault, it's the product's fault, etc. Freaking etc. Lame bullshit excuses. I've seen these kind of people 10,000 times. The ones that get burned and then vow to never risk their money or their effort or their time for fear of getting burned again. Or they fail to achieve their goals or dreams and they just give up. You know, they didn't get their dream in a week and so they give up. But it is impossible to really give up on your dreams. Once you have that dream, once you have that desire, it's not going anywhere. So it's impossible to really give up on your dreams because once a dream has been launched, even if you decide to stop pursuing it, that dream will haunt you forever because it is always calling you to it. Your dreams are always calling you to them, and your source is always calling you to your dreams. And because your dreams are always calling you, and everyone is always desiring deliverance, even if they are denying their own dreams and desires still, the universe, source, hears your prayers, and the law of attraction will always bring you new opportunities for you to fulfill your dreams and desires. The question is, will you say yes to your dreams and desires and that new vehicle, that new opportunity, that new product, that new company, that new investment, whatever it is that will get you to your dreams, and will you jump back on the horse and try again? Or will you say, nah, been there, done that, and deny your own dreams and desires and just kind of slink away in the bushes again? And then something comes along to get those people out of the hole that they dug themselves into. Or they say, no thanks, been there, done that. I'm happy in my safe little hole buried in shit. I tried that once. I got scammed once. I'll never take a risk again. Those things don't work, etc., freaking etc. Again, more lame excuses to fail. In other words, I don't want to feel the pain of shame and regret again, so I'll choose safety and mediocrity. I'll choose to deny my own dreams and desires because it's less painful. I'll choose to live in fear with the focus of trying to avoid pain rather than trying to achieve pleasure. And that is the key choice that truly separates the heroes from the zeros, which is the choice to choose the adventure of desire and creation of those desires, which is ultimately a choice of joy and fun and pleasure and love and prosperity over the choice to try to avoid pain. But you always get more of whatever you are focused upon, and the strategy of avoiding pain never ever works because pain will always find you if that is your focus. If you're focused on pain, it's going to follow you around. It's going to haunt you. People believe that a focus upon avoiding pain will bring pleasure, but it never does. It does not work because their focus is not upon pleasure. Their focus is on pain. And again, that pain's going to follow them like a monster. This is the same self-sabotage pattern of having a bad relationship. getting your heart broken and then vowing to never risk getting hurt again and then joining the proverbial nunnery. So how do you imagine you could ever have a good relationship if you don't risk being hurt again and getting back on that proverbial relationship horse? And how do you ever imagine you could have a good relationship without ever having a bad relationship? How would you even know what a good one is if you didn't know what a bad one was? Having things that you, experiencing things you don't like gives you clarity about what you do like. The problem is people keep focusing on what they don't like and don't like and don't like instead of turning their cheek and focusing on what they do like. So just like anything in life, if you learn from your past, then you don't make the same mistakes. But you got to get back on the horse again after you've fallen off so that you can become a better rider. Well, it's the same with love or career or money or business or an art or a craft or a sport or a goal or a dream that you have in your life. You can't ever stop getting back on the horse, because if you stop getting back on, if you stop pursuing your dreams, then you might as well buy life insurance and move into a retirement home, because your days are now numbered, because you're either green and growing or you are brown and rotting and dying. You got to understand that we didn't come here to planet Earth and get into these bodies to get it done or to get anything done. We didn't come here to make some grand final heroic gesture or accomplishment that immortalizes us in stone and song and history forever and ever, somehow prove how worthy and amazing we are. And completely contrary to the saying, quote, you only live once, unquote. In other words, you only get one chance to get it right. Well, first of all, that couldn't be farther from the truth. That is just complete and utter bullshit, because you actually get as many chances and choices as you like. You get an infinite amount of chances, but there is no such thing as getting it wrong or getting it right either. There's no right or wrong. You're not here to get anything right. You're not here to prove anything to anyone or achieve enlightenment or get to heaven and get, you know, prove that you're a goody-goody gumdrop and you get through the pearly gates. That's bullshit. You can't ever get anything wrong because you are immortal. And you never, ever stop creating new and wonderful things. You never, ever stop expanding and growing and evolving. That is the essence of our immortality. We will never, ever stop desiring. We will never, ever stop growing. That is the essence of our immortality. And your worthiness is never, ever, 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 never, ever will be in question, because there is no such thing as a judging force or some judging God, because you are Source. You are God. And why would Source slash God slash the great spaghetti monster judge itself? So, there is nothing to get right. There is nothing to accomplish, to prove anything, and there's nothing to get wrong. You can't get anything wrong, because there's no such thing as judgment. There's no such thing as hell. That was just a creation by humans. You're certainly not here to prove your virtuosity. You're here to have some fun being virtuous. But you're not here to prove your virtue or your goodness or your purity or your love or your loyalty, etc., to some petty, vengeful, insecure God that is so petty and insecure that he needs your undying adoration to prove his worth. That's just complete and utter malarkey created by humans that believed in their own unworthy, so they created a god in their own image of unworthiness. You are the priceless, immortal, can't even find words to explain the awesomeness of Source to the awesomeness of God, but you are that. You are Source, you are God itself, and Source God does not need to prove its worthiness to itself or to anything or anyone. You are love itself, so there is no need to prove your love. And you certainly don't need to prove your love to others so that you can receive love and affection from those people. You don't need their love because you are love. Trying to prove your worth or your goodness or your love or your lovability is really a waste of energy anyway, because ultimately no one cares that much anyway about you, because everyone is on their own journey and adventure of creation. And trying to prove your worth doesn't really do anything for anyone else, because everyone must realize their own price of self-worth on their own, which ultimately has nothing to do with anyone else and has nothing to do with you. If your self-worth and lovability is dependent upon the love and admiration and affection from others, then you are just a love addict needing a love fix from other people. And they're probably not going to give it to you unless you pay the right price. Just like any good drug. But people are only willing to give you the love drug if you're willing to do what they want you to do so that they can be happy. So, if your self-worth and love is dependent on others, you are literally at their mercy. And everyone is in control of your life and your happiness, not yourself. That is the ultimate disempowering position to put yourself in. So you've got to realize your own price of self-worth, regardless of what anyone else is doing on planet Earth. And one sure way to realize and feel your own infinite, priceless, divine self-worth is to accomplish a dream. To experience the contrast of life, and then launch rockets of desire for that accomplishment, or to be, do, or have that dream or the desire, and then envision the realization of those dreams and desires, and then create those dreams into your physical reality. In other words, take some action, follow the synchronicities, say yes to manifest those dreams and desires into your physical reality and into your life. To turn your thoughts into things, and then marveling at your infinite creative power and delighting in your creation like an artist who turned a lump of clay into a masterpiece, and then which reveals in your immense powerful focus and clarity. And your mastery, then you will truly know, finally, your priceless, infinite self-worth. Then you will know your divinity when you head towards a dream and manifest it into reality. Then you finally understand your self-worth, your priceless, infinite, all-powerful ability to create whatever you want, and you know your divinity. So, the proverbial search for the meaning of life, the spiritual search for your purpose in life, doesn't come from other people. And whether they like you or love you or honor you or respect you or are loyal to you or anything, it only comes from your own personal experience and your own realizations. And other people are merely the other players in your own play. We are all players in each other's plays. And we have our many entrances and exits. So other people are merely the players in your own play. They are the supporting actors in your blockbuster movie starring you. You're the star. You're the star of your own movie and your own sitcom or your own drama, depending on your perception. You are the center of your own universe. And the entire universe of universes revolves around you. That's how infinitely important and how omnipotently powerful you are. Now, with all that in mind, with that amazing, life-shattering, enlightening teachings, now go and revel in your infinitely amazing, all-powerful, immortal self-worth. Go now and delight in your immortal divinity. Go now and accept and indulge in and revel in and idolize your awesome magnificence and have fun with your infinite, all-powerful ability to create anything you desire and revel in your dreams. And it matters not if you have accomplished your dreams or not. All that matters is that you are on the path towards them. All that matters is you are on the adventure. Life is not just about getting to the top of the mountain, it's the adventure of getting to the top of the mountain. All that matters is that you are on the yellow brick road headed towards the Emerald City and having fun along the way with your buddies, Scarecrow, Tin Man, and the Courageous Lion. Remember, you are here for the adventure of creation, not to get things done or to prove your worth to God or anyone. You're here for the grand adventure of delighting in your priceless, infinite magnificence. So, go now and be magnificent! I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, share with your friends, bless them with these amazing teachings. Come visit me at zakiron.com for more self-empowering goodies so that you can become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality and create all your dreams and desires into your amazing life. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!